games with me.
I don't need no fake
love. Better be careful. Queen Naija on your Feel Good Radio Station. It's Wise FM Lunch. Sis Courtney officially joins us for our spiritual awakening. Good afternoon to you, Sis Courtney.
Good afternoon, Lily. Good afternoon to Rise FM listeners. And how are you, Susie?
We are so blessed. You know, today is one of those days we had to look forward to. And I love that you're able to join us on the show and continuing with our spiritual awakening. We had gospel music earlier on the show, so this one is not to be missed every single Monday, getting people in the mood for praise. Let's get straight into it, Sis Courtney. Delight in God's law.
Delight in God's law, Lily. The word delight means be pleased or to get pleasure. And the law of God is the word of God. The word of God is the law of God. And I'm saying to Rise FM, be pleased, be excited, get pleasure from the law of God. Why? Because the word of God is a butler and a shield. It is there to protect you. It protects your spirit. It protects your soul. It protects even your body when you delight in the word of the Lord. Because the Bible says a person who delights in the word of God is the person who is not found in plotting, a person who is not found in gossip, a person who is not found in a negative wing having to plot against God's people and distracting the will of God on God's people. So the Bible says this person will be like a tree planted by the streams of water, and this person will produce fruit in season, and they say their leaves does not get wither. So when you delight in the word of God, it renews you, it refreshes you, it strengthens you, it motivates you, it gives you medicine. The word of God is a medicine to our mortal bodies. So you become this person that is glorious, that is happy, that is does not even have stress. Even when the police are lost coming to your house, you are not worried that they have found you, because you delight in the law of God. So I'm saying to Rise FM listeners, impilo, uNkulunkulu usiphe impilo emnandi, wasipha iconstitution yakhe. And when we decide to take a personal decision of abiding to the law of God, uthu Davida, I have never seen the righteous of God being forsaken. We will experience that. Even our children, because David says, even their children begging for bread. Even our children will be protected by what we are doing, the seed that we are doing, of good that we are planting. So we really need to delight in the Lord, not argue it. Ask God, good manje mauti songyans anjani, because this is my weakness, and submit and repent. And every time you do that, you are moving from one level of strength to another, one level of power to another, one level of wisdom to another, one level of beauty to another. And with long life, He shall bless you. He shall satisfy you. Because also when depression nama alsa womona oguta bandi bayaphumele, you will always be excited and delighting, knowing that God is for all. God, uNkulunkulu wethu sonke, not only your God.
Absolutely. Thank delighting you in God's law. Sis Courtney, thank you so, so much. This actually falls into our conversation today, because we had asked Duguti, what is the one God-given law that we struggle with as human beings? We're glad to know though that He created us, so He knows. He knows how we are made. He knows our behaviors. For us, it's to admit our struggles through His law. Thank you once again. Looking forward to chatting to you again next week, Monday.
Amen, Lillian. Have a blessed week.
Have a blessed one, Sis Courtney. Thank you so, so much. Spiritual awakening on Rise FM Lunch.
On the hour. Every hour.